Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do, remember? And we were also in Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Faithful men, able, and men who can do, who are born again of God's Spirit, who have God in Christ in them, the hope of glory. Now, these men are able men, and the thing that makes a man able are those enablements, the ability. And we talked about all of this, where God is the giver, Holy Spirit, He gives His gift, and the gift is manifested in the senses world. This gift is manifested in the senses world by these abilities, speaking in tongues. That's a God-given ability, this speaking in tongues, a God-given ability. And it's also manifested by... These are the enablements. This is what makes you an able man, because of the enablement. And being an able man, you can prophesy, you can operate the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, faith, miracles, and healing. All nine of these manifestations can be operated because you are an able man. And you're able because God has given you those enablements. And that's why I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do it. You understand? Because God has given me these abilities. Now, if somebody teaches me then how to use these abilities, how to utilize, how to operate these manifestations, then I can bring them into concretion if I want to. But just knowing that I have the ability, just knowing that I have the enablement, is no guarantee and no proof that I'm going to utilize them. Therefore, remember in the foundational class, I teach you that there are a number of things you have to know in order to manifest a life that's more than abundant. The first thing that I teach you that you must know to manifest a life which is more than abundant is that you have to find out what is available. Squeaky squeak. Can't reach any further. So that spells available back there. What is available? This is the first thing you must discover for yourself. You have to find out, and you have to discover it from God's Word. You don't go to some theologian and read around it. You go directly to the Word. Find out from God's Word. Number one, what is available? Number two, you have to find out how to receive. Should have brought some three in one. That's oil. How to receive. Great artwork. Look, what's available? Number two, how to receive. Now, we've learned from what I'm teaching you in this class. You learned it previously too, but in this class on interpretation of tongues and prophecy, you saw that these nine manifestations were all wrapped up in that gift. So what is available for the believer are those enablements, those abilities to manifest the nine evidences of the Holy Spirit. And the how of receiving is one word, believing. To believe. To believe. Believe. Believing is the key to receiving them into manifestation. And the third thing, you must know what to do. Capital W, H-A-T. What to do. What to do with these manifestations after God has given them to you as a gift. What to do with it after you've got it. And this what to do with it, the what to do with it, basically applies to the operation of those manifestations. how to utilize speaking in tongues, when to utilize it, how to interpret, when to interpret. Prophecy, how do I prophesy, when do I prophesy? So you have to learn to operate these manifestations which you have received by believing. So you must believe. You must believe that believing is the key to receiving, or you'll never believe to receive anything in the manifestation. That's really neat, you know it? And remember, as we have dealt with that Timothy scripture where we are able men, and I told you able men are men filled with enablements or men filled with abilities. We are able men. Now you can have an able man filled with abilities, but unless he utilizes those abilities, it's not going to happen. Hey, you can utilize those tools unless you're willing to utilize them. The house will never be built. Boy, you can build the most beautiful house in the world, but it will not get built unless you have the tools, unless you have the ability to do it. Now God in Christ just gave this all to us. Isn't that something, class? I can do it. Not only the permission, but the ability to do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And he made me an able man, a faithful man, able men because of enablement to do what? To teach others also. And the enablements are those manifestations of the Spirit. Now, when we get to the manifestations of the Spirit that I want to cover with you and talk to you about a little bit before we move on to other things, I'd like to say that the manifestations of the Spirit, the characteristics of those manifestations, simply suggest the name. I'm not speaking of these characteristics as being in the Word, but the characteristics of those manifestations have suggested the names that I teach to you. And in the three foundational manifestations, as I call them, the three foundational manifestations are, under group one, utterance, speaking, worship, inspirational manifestation. See, the characteristics suggest the names. For instance, speaking in tongues. The characteristic of speaking in tongues, it is uttered. I can do. You utter it. You utter it. I can do. You speak it. I can do. It's used, speaking in tongues is used in worshiping God. That's where its name comes from. It's used in worshiping God. And it is inspirational. It's an inspirational manifestation. And I have broken this word down in other teaching that will come up later on in this class. And inspirational, I divide the I and the spirit part. In spirit action. In spirit action. Speaking in tongues is a manifestation of the Spirit that you utter. Interpretation of tongues is an utterance, a speaking, a word. It's used in where people meet together worshiping God. It is also an in-spirit action manifestation. Prophecy, the third of this grouping. The characteristic of prophecy, again, is that you utter it. You utter it. You speak. It's used, again, where men and women gather to worship God. And its prophecy is an in-spirit action. You see, the characteristics simply suggest the names. That's all. And in that first grouping, these are the foundational manifestations. You have speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. And in this class, we'll be dealing only with the interpretation of tongues and prophecy. But to set the whole pattern and the whole stage for you, we have to deal with these others also and understand some of these matters. Of the nine enablements, the nine abilities, group number two, and by their very nature, they fall into these groups, by their very nature, the way they operate. Group number two is revelation. It's this way down. It's not in spirit action. It's not inspiration. It is revelation, this way down. The three previous manifestations, speaking in tongues, interpretation, and prophecy, are in spirit action. Automatically, as you speak, it'll be there. Revelation is this way down. It's revelation, not inspiration. Revelation manifestation. Information. It's for your information so that you are informed. It is for your instruction, or it's just for your knowing that you know. Into this group, the second great group of the manifestations, or those enablements of the Spirit, you have a word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits. Those three, by their very nature, fall into that category. God, by revelation, gives you word of knowledge, word of wisdom, or discerning of spirits, so you can know the whys and the wherefores. That's group two. Now, if you are inspired within, if you receive revelation this way down, you still do not have the tools necessary to build the house, so to speak. You still do not have what is required to get the whole job done. This is why you have a third grouping of manifestations of the Spirit. And they are in the category of believing, or action, or power, or impartation. This group is where you believe to carry it out on a horizontal plane. Look, first I get inspired within by speaking in tongues. Then with interpretation and prophecy, I, as a member of the part of the body, get built up also. Then, by word of knowledge and word of wisdom and discerning of spirits, I receive that revelation which God wants me to have to carry out the job. Then to carry out the job to its completion, I have to believe. I have to act. These are the power manifestations to get the job done. They're impartation, where I impart to others what God has by revelation given to me because I was inspired to receive His revelation. Faith, which is believing, and healing, and miracles. Those are the three manifestations of power, or impartation, or action manifestation. That's how all nine of those enablements or manifestations of the Spirit really operate. You see, I can do all things. I can do all of these things, all of them. By my believing, I could do one. But God doesn't want us just on one. He wants us to have everything He made available for that more abundant life. So I can do all things through Christ. I can do all nine manifestations of the Spirit. Now, these enablements, or these manifestations, these are the power or the ability of God in you in action. And remember, I taught you the gift, which is God in Christ in you. The gift is your God-given ability. The gift is that which God gave you. It's pneuma hagion. Remember, God is pneuma hagion. He's the giver. Holy Spirit, He's the giver. His gift is also called pneuma hagion, Holy Spirit. And His gift is. And the gift is that God-given ability. God-given ability. Once God has given me the ability, now the utilization, the operation, the working of it is my responsibility. I have to carry it out. And I want to show you something over here and take you through this very minutely and very accurately. The gift is your God-given ability. You have to have this before you can manifest anything. For instance, if I wanted to write you a letter, if I wanted to write a letter to you, I'd have to have a pen or a pencil before I could write it. This would represent the gift. Let's turn it around another way. Suppose I gave this to you, then you would receive my gift. You wouldn't receive me, you received the gift. Well, that's exactly what God did in Christ. God is the giver. He gave Christ in you, the hope of glory, to you. That's his gift, which is power from on high. Power from on high. And that is your God-given ability. That gift is your God-given ability. It has nine evidences, nine manifestations. And the manifestations are dependent upon the act. The act, the manifestation, is the result of your operation of the gift. I can do. The manifestation is the result of your operation. Your operation, your operation. If you don't operate it, if you don't operate it, it will never come in. The gift is always the same because there's only one gift. One gift. It's God in Christ in you, the hope of glory. Only one gift. The act varies. The act, the manifestation, is the result of your operation of the gift. So they're all the same. All nine of them fit in the same category. The gift is the same in all instances. The acts differ. The acts differ according to the nature of the manifestation in operation. For instance, in speaking in tongues, what's the gift? The gift is the God-given ability, the God-given ability to speak in tongues. What's the act? The act is you doing it. You speaking in tongues, that's the act. Look at 1 Corinthians 14. 14:14, 1 Corinthians. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prayeth. If I pray. Now my grandma, I can do. Remember? I have the enablement. I'm an able man. Now I can do. If I pray in tongue. You see, the gift is the God-given ability. Then I pray. I pray with that ability in a tongue my spirit prayeth. 15. What is it then? I will by my will. Understand? Pray with the spirit. I will by my will pray with the understanding also. I will with my will sing with the spirit. And I will with my will sing with the understanding. How simple, how beautiful, how wonderful that really is. Boy, oh boy, and how everybody missed it. So simple. I can do. But even though I can do, I have to will to do. Howard Allen's the greatest carpenter in the world. We just heard it. Well, he's going to build that big house according to those beautiful plans. I can do, but he lacked that one thing when he sat on top of it. He sat on all those tools. He did not will to build it. Now you have to, not only the I can has to be a part of your desire, but the I will to do it. In speaking in tongues, the gift is the God-given ability. It's the God-given ability. The act in speaking in tongues is doing it. Speak in tongues. That's the act. In interpretation of tongues. In interpretation. The God-given ability is to give an interpretation of tongues. That's the God-given ability. Sure. In interpretation, the gift is the God-given ability. The act is doing it. Doing what? Interpreting. Interpreting that which you have just spoken in a tongue. Why, sure. In prophecy. What's the gift? The God-given ability. The same that it was in speaking in tongues and interpretation of tongues. The gift is one. God in Christ is like a battery in an automobile. There's one battery. That's the gift. It energizes. Oh, you honk the horn with it, turn the radio on, turn the key on, start the car. One battery. One gift of God in Christ in you. One gift. The acts, the manifestations vary. So in speaking in tongues, the gift is a God-given ability to speak in tongues. In interpretation, it's the God-given ability to interpret. The act is interpreting. In prophecy, it's the God-given ability to prophesy. The act is doing it. Prophesying at will. That's right. Now, you see, let me take you over here and show you something on the board again over here on the chart board. Because it's real beautiful over here. God is at the top. God is spirit. God gives his gift, which is spirit, and that gift is ability. That gift is spirit, but it's spiritual ability. That's why the word that's used is the word dunamis when it talks about it. It's that spirit ability, that God-given ability in you. It's just an ability he gives to you. It's spirit. It becomes kinetic when you operate it. Then it's energized by God as he keeps feeding to you. That God gives the gift perpendicular to man. And man operates the manifestations. I can do all things. I can do. Because of the gift. If you didn't have the gift, you couldn't speak in tongues, right? But once you have the gift, you can. Man can speak in tongues. He operates that gift. He's not possessed by it. He's not controlled by it. He isn't taken over by the gift. The gift is a gift. I give you this pointer. The pointer don't take you over. It's a gift to you. Then you use it. In those categories, or in that category for which it's designed. Right. God gave his gift or his God-given ability to the born-again man. Then the born-again man, on a horizontal level, operates the manifestations, and there are nine of them. He operates speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy, which I showed you as the foundational manifestations by inspiration. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits, the revelation manifestations, and then the impartation or action manifestations of believing, miracles, and healing. And when a man operates the manifestations, then he produces the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit are produced by the operation of the manifestations. And the operation of the manifestations are possible because of the gift or the ability that God has given. That's how simple it is. Isn't that beautiful? Really tremendous. Look at Galatians. Oh boy, it's wonderful. It's just great. Boy, I wish somebody had taught me this when I went through all those seminaries and schools. Galatians. They'd have taught me, then I'd have could have taught others long before. But they didn't teach it. Didn't know any. God's still gracious. That's why we have it today. Look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. It doesn't say the fruit of good works. It says the fruit of the Spirit. Everybody seems to think it's fruit of good works. People talk about doing good works all the time. I'm in favor of good works. No objection. But when it comes to the Word of God, it's not talking about the fruit of good works as love. Matter of fact, I know one group that teaches that love is one of the gifts of the Spirit. Well, they just wrote a new Bible or something, because it's not in the Word. There are only 9 manifestations, and they're not gifts. Only 9 manifestations, and there's only one gift. And that gift is God in Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's the gift. The gift. Then there are 9 manifestations. 9 manifestations produce the fruit of the Spirit. You get fruit after you've got a vine or a tree or something. You don't get it first. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith or believing, meekness, temperance. Those are the fruit of the Spirit. Against such there is no law. Why? Because they are fruit of the Spirit. They're not operated by law, they're operated by the free will of the believer who operates the manifestations, and the manifestations produce the fruit. The manifestations produce the fruit. The fruit of love. What a tremendous truth, boy. You see, love activates by doing. The fruit of the Spirit is love. It activates by doing. It's the love of God in the renewed mind in manifestation that activates my believing and my hope. The second fruit of the Spirit is joy. And joy is an inside job. And joy encourages with effervescence. Happiness is an outside deal. Joy is an inside job. People are happy because they have cars or money or something else. But I know people with cars and money who have happiness, but they do not have joy. You see, joy is much bigger. It's an inside job. And this joy is a fruit of the Spirit. That's why it's an inside job. Peace. The word peace means to guard by quietness or quieting. The fruit of the Spirit gives us peace. It quiets the man on the inside. It quiets him. So when I speak in tongues, interpret, prophesy, operate the revelation, manifestation, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, the impartation, manifestations of believing or faith, miracles and healing. When I operate those, then I have peace. Guards by quieting. I'm quiet on the inside. Long suffering. The word long suffering is basically patience. As I operate these manifestations and see them come into concretion, I can endure by doing. That's what long-suffering means, forbear, to endure by doing. Teaching a class like this, or teaching people the greatness of God's Word, it takes a lot of patience. You just have to endure by doing. You just keep teaching away day after day and week after week. You just stay faithful on the greatness of God's Word, that's all. Gentleness. The word gentleness as a fruit of the Spirit means to win by encouragement. As I operate the manifestations, I win because I'll be encouraging you to receive the greatness of God and the power that God has made available. It encourages. Goodness. The word goodness as a fruit of the Spirit means to guard by ministering. Fruit of the Spirit as goodness is that which guards by ministering. I minister God's Word, or you minister God's Word. You hold it forth, and that's the goodness. You guard it. You share it. That's why it's here. Another fruit of the Spirit is called faith here, which is believing. This fruit of the Spirit appropriates. Operating the manifestations of the Spirit makes it possible for you to believe, to appropriate what God has in store for you and wants you to have. The eighth one in verse 23 is meekness. Meekness encourages positive results. You see, believing will produce results either positively or negatively. But if we build it upon God's Word, we will have the positive results. That's why this meekness, a humility, encourages positive results. And the ninth fruit of the Spirit is the word temperance here. And the word temperance basically means self-control. That's what temperance means. It guards the results, is the literal usage of it. You see, love activates, joy encourages, peace guards, long-suffering forbears, endures, gentleness wins by encouraging, goodness guards by ministering, believing appropriates, meekness or humility encourages good results, and self-control guards those results. Guards those. Self-control. You stay disciplined to God's Word. These are fruit of the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit that guards those controls. Going back to 2 Timothy, look again at chapter 2. Thou therefore, my son, verse 1, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. As a born-again believer operating manifestations of speaking in tongues, interpretation and prophecy, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, faith, miracles, and healing, you've got to be strong in the grace, because it's a gift, remember? It was given to you as a gift. Look, go back here. On this chart board, God gave it to you as a gift. And it says we're to be strong. Be strong in the grace. This is a gift of grace. Grace is a perpendicular gift from God to man. It's unmerited. You know, sometimes people, they operate manifestations and you see them going around, oh, I can speak in tongues. I can interpret. I can prophesy. Oh, I got the gift of revelation. Baloney. Any gift like it? Right. No gifts like it at all. Look here. This gift is by grace. Be strong in the grace. I didn't earn it. You didn't earn it. I didn't work for it. You didn't work for it. You know why you got it? Because God so loved that He gave His only begotten Son. That's why we have it. So let's remember who gave it to us. And not walk around and say, oh, I'm a so-and-so. You're a bunch of baloney. That's what you are. It's meekness, humility. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. God gave it to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And this gift is God in Christ in you, the hope of glory. Don't you ever forget it. It's of grace. And then He said, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men. Commit this to faithful men You're in this class on interpretation and prophecy because I believe you're supposed to be a faithful man. You're the kind of a person that's not going to sit on your toolbox. You're going to utilize. You're going to take care of those manifestations and you're going to operate them. If we're going to get that house built, you've got to get that plan out of that toolbox over there. You absolutely have to have the plans if you're going to build it. That means if you're going to build the more abundant life for yourself, you've got to have God's Word and a knowledge of that Word. It's an absolute requirement. And you've got to be faithful. Suppose Howard takes that old toolbox and say, well, I'm going to pull one nail today and one nail a year from now. You're never going to get the house built, or you're going to do one, cut a 2x4. You're never going to get it built, class. You know what builds the house? Faithfulness. Day after day after day. And I think you're in this class. At least I'm believing that you're going to be faithful to God and His Word. That you're going to stand on God's Word. That you're absolutely going to walk on the greatness of that Word. Faithful. Faithful. In what? Faithful to carry forth God's Word. Because God's given you that ability. He's given you that enablement. That's right. You've got the 9 manifestations available to you. You're able. You're supposed to be able because He's given you the enablement. Now all you need to do is to learn how to interpret, how to prophesy, how to receive word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirit, how to carry out faith or believing or miracles of healing. Commit thou to faithful men, able to teach others also. Look, I share my life with you. I bleed my heart out to you on God's greatness and His Word to teach you the accuracy of it. I haven't spent my time giving you my personal experiences. I have opened the Word to you and read it to you. This is God's will. He magnified His Word above His name. Now, the least you can do is to operate those manifestations with the greatness of the power of God. Right. So that once again, people's lives will get blessed and that they'll be able to move into the outreach of God's Word and other people get blessed. For what good is it to you for you to be in this class if you're not going to help somebody else? I don't want to teach you. I want to teach faithful men who are able and willing to help other people. I want you to learn God's Word so you can share God's Word. I want you to take this Word of God and utilize it in your life. Make it living and make it real. Remember, He came that we might have life and have it how? More than abundantly. That's why Philippians, I can do, is very important. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And we just have to move with the greatness of God's Word to make it possible for us to hold forth this Word so that the Word can live. I can do, yes, but I need the knowledge on how to do. I have the tools. I have the tool chest. I have the plan. Now what I need to do is learn how to utilize those tools most effectively to produce the desired results. So when I speak in tongues, I edify myself, Christ in me, the hope of glory. When I interpret, I edify the body. When I prophesy, I edify the body. When I receive word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirit, I receive information from God on how to carry out His work to His people by faith, miracles, and healing. This is God's will for every born-again believer.